Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody? Amen. We are blessed and highly flavored and favored. You know, to know the truth is wonderful. You know, truth is just not knowledge. Truth is a person, and his name is Jesus. And when you know him, things are different. You know, it's not, you know, many people know about him, but don't know him. So what they do is they actually read the Bible and know about him, but never know him personally. It's like people who read Sports Illustrated about a professional player. They know all the statistics, but never met him. And that's one of the things God desires from me and you is a personal relationship. He wants to be more than God to me and you. He wants to be a father, a friend, someone you can trust, one that never will forsake you and never turn his back on you. See, there's a difference. When he becomes dad, when he becomes friend, when he becomes everything to you, nothing is impossible in your life. Because you always step back and you realize that he's more than dad. He's God. I mean, think about this. How awesome it is to have your dad be God. Come on. My dad's God. So is yours. I've told a story before. One time I was dropping somebody off at an apartment, and it said no parking. And I was there dropping them off. And they said, you can't park here. I said, what do you mean? My father owns this place. They said, really? I said, yeah, he owns it all. See, when we begin to see the arena of who we are, things change. You begin to see things differently. You begin to hear things differently. You begin to remove the veil that separates us from the unseen realm, because you begin to walk in the unseen realm. That's where we came from. At one time, it was seen. Adam and Eve got to see it until they fell. Then they lost sight of the serpent, the powers of darkness, and they lost sight of God. But they used to walk with him face to face. God the Father used to speak with them face to face. Used to walk with them in the garden on the earth. Trained them up, put them in the garden, said, I'm going to teach you. But they blew it. Because God never interferes with your free will. Never. And that's one of the things that the enemy wants to sway us and distract us. The voice of the stranger, the powers of darkness, are always trying to distract me and you so that we'll compromise. We become complacent, we become lazy, so that we begin to love the world and the things in it instead of him. See, anything that's between you and God is sin. The word says something powerful. He says, if you really want to be my disciple, you must hate your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, and your children. That doesn't mean you're going to shoot them or kill them, you know what I'm saying? Or behead them. It means that your love level towards God must be the most highest. And when that is maintained in your life, nothing is impossible. Other than that, you fight for your life. You're more concerned about how you're going to dress, how you're going to eat, how much money you got in the bank, how you're going to pay this, how you're going to pay that. That's what the world does. Because they live in survival mode, not surrender mode. But when you know that your dad is God, you can surrender. Until you don't know he is truly God, because you don't know him as dad, you will stay in survival mode to the day you die. And you'll begin to fight for your life instead of fighting for his life in you. And there is a difference. There's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with having things. Nothing wrong. But when that's priority, there's something wrong. Because then you become provider instead of him. And we are in a time and season right now where there are many things that are going on in our life and around us. Everyone knows something's getting ready to happen. And if you don't, I'm telling you. Something's getting ready to happen big time. Would you turn to the book of Matthew, please, 24. So we're not gathered here today by coincidence. Amen? No such thing as coincidence in the kingdom. In Matthew 24 and verse 9. Is everybody there? Anybody there? Praise God, I'm glad somebody's there this morning. We don't do Bible studies, we do training sessions. Why, it's training for reigning, isn't it? Well, this is not a religious act. We are part of an eternal kingdom that's been sent here from God Almighty into this realm to fulfill a mission, and we need to fulfill it, or we'll never be satisfied. You'll look for the worldly things to be satisfied. In Matthew 24 and verse 9, would you read it with me then? It says, then they will what? Deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for not my name's sake. Prior to that, he talks about nations and pestilence and famines and earthquakes and all kinds of things happening, which is called the beginning of sorrows. Well, let me tell you, the beginning of sorrows is almost ended. In fact, I truly believe that the first five seals have been already broken, and we've been in the beginning of sorrows for a period of time. The next seal will be the seal, which will be the sixth seal, which will be broken, and then there'll be a seventh seal. But in the meantime, in all of the things, and remember that a seal that is broken, because it's called the beginning of sorrows, doesn't mean everything's going to occur right then and there. It's a process. When a seal is broken, there's the process, because in that seal also is a trumpet and a bowl. So every seal has an associated trumpet and bowl. Trumpet and bowl, because it is the beginning of sorrows, and this is called in the book of Revelation. And he says, what's going to happen is after the beginning of sorrows, you're going to be delivered up to a place called tribulation. Tribulation is 7 years. It's called Jacob's trouble. We are getting close to entering tribulation. Well, I thought we're going to be raptured before tribulation. I doubt it. But if it happens, praise God. I won't say no. It says that they're going to deliver you up to tribulation. They're going to attempt to kill you. They're going to hate you. And it says in verse 10, and then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will what? They will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be what? Only he who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end of this age will come. So again, next stop for me and you is entering tribulation. That's the next event. And Christians and Jews that represent the truth will be hated. They'll be despised. They'll be rejected. They'll be mocked. They'll be mistreated unfairly, even some by our own families, because they cannot see the unseen evil influence that promotes these attitudes. Love will become cold. We see that already. It's increasing. The only thing that can remove these fears is called perfect love. So that means that you need to get closer to the Lord. And if you don't have his perfect love, you need to ask him to fill you with his perfect love, because perfect love casts out all fear. That's why it's so important about worshiping and getting in God's presence and getting filled with his love. There'll be many false prophets, which we see. There'll be many false promises. These are called, I'm going to call these end time categories. These end time categories are associated with people. There's going to be three categories of people. There'll be haters, murderers, and imposters for the world. I'm not talking for the body. There'll be murderers. There'll be haters, murderers, and imposters. There'll be three categories of individuals that are going to be coming against you. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, haters, murderers, and imposters. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Is everybody there? In verse 10, end time categories. And would you read this with me in verse 10? But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, what happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the what? The Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will what? Suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will what? Grow worse and worse, deceiving and what? Being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And this is where it's important to know doctrine, to know the Scriptures. Why? Because this is a manual. These are testimonies and witnesses of people that have walked with God. These are words of God, the eternal words in here of Jesus, what he spoke to overcome the enemy. These are promises of covenant for me and you. Testimonies. There'll be evil people and imposters, masters of deception, which will grow worse, not accepting the Bible as truth. So then they have nothing to compare what is evil and what is righteous. Because if they don't know what is righteous, they only know what is evil and what they believe is good. So these individuals are going to, because there's nothing to compare what is righteous, because they don't know Scripture or don't know the words of God or the promises or the covenant. Many people don't even know that there's hell awaiting them. So they have nothing to compare it with. That's why the word must be declared through the world. And let me tell you, the word has been declared through the world. There isn't a place on earth, basically, where God's word has not been delivered. And where it's not been delivered, Jesus himself has shown up and spoke to someone to spread his gospel. So in this, what we're seeing now, there's an escalation of these individuals. Why? Because they're haters. They don't even know why they hate you. They're killers and murderers. These organizations of demonic forces that are using individuals to kill mankind. You got terrorist cell groups, you got Islamic individuals and so forth. And they some of them don't even know the Scriptures themselves. Because if they truly read the Quran, they would find out that it is wicked. Anything that proves for someone to lie or anyone that's willing to kill someone because they don't believe what they believe, that isn't righteous. Or have sex when you die for the rest of your life when there's no sex when you die. So you know where they're going. Ain't no sex there either. Hallelujah. A lot of rotisserie things going down there. Continuous barbecue. 2 Peter chapter 3. So they will begin to hate you. They will want to kill you. And there'll be imposters that are growing worse and worse, promoting it because they don't know truth or they reject truth. 2 Peter chapter 3. In verse 1, is everybody there? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, let's start. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this, that what? Scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, their own desires, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? You know, there are believers that are saying that. Where's the promise of his coming? Because they've walked away. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, I do not you want to forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to what? Repentance. He said that there'd be scoffers, lusts, bound by lusts, heading to eternal hell and separation from the love of the God Almighty. They will be living forever in a torment of their own demons because they promoted evil and didn't turn to the Lord, the Creator, through Christ Jesus. They are scoffers. And we see that now. I'm telling you, I was watching something on YouTube where they have videos of all of these individuals that are mocking and scoffing believers, the Word of God. Even our own president did. So don't think he's on your side. Book of Jude. They're looking for everything to promote a hate crime. They're trying to snare every believer, every house of God, every nonprofit organization. Come on, think about it. Weren't they discriminating against the nonprofit organizations? They got caught, the IRS. Of course, it's all under, cover. That won't ever come out. Why? Because they protect one another. Their focus and purpose is to promote one world order, depopulate as many people as they can, and grab all the wealth, because to them, wealth is God. But you can't buy your way into heaven, can you? In the book of Jude, is everyone there? In verse 14, it says, "Now Enoch and the seventh from Adam prophesied about these men, also saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints." Who are that? That'd be me and you. "To execute judgment on all." Hallelujah. "They may mock, they may scoff, but God laughs." You know, I hear it all the time, and the only thought that comes to me is they have no idea what's coming for them. I pray that they come to know the truth. "We are coming to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers," verse 16, "complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be" what? "Mockers in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts." These are what? "Sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit of God." Wow. They don't have the Spirit of God, so they're not His. You know, the Word says something powerful. He says, the reason why they don't hear you is because they're not His. So when you're in a place that you refuse to hear what God is saying, you've just, something's going on in your life where you've lost distance, or you've broken covenant and don't even know it, where the presence of God is lifted from you. Does everybody understand that? "Mockers, sensual persons, cause divisions and promote evil, not having the Spirit of God, but they are carriers of demonic presence of evil, refusing to believe in a Creator or the Bible. They live a life of selfish ambitions." Everything is about them. Amen? Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. See, they become promoters of their own agendas instead of Lord's agenda. 1 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 1. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will" what? "Depart from the faith." Now he's talking about believers, aren't they? Those that are called Christians. "He said, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth." These are end time categories. There's three end time categories of Christians. There'll be runners, hiders, and fighters. There'll be runners, hiders, and fighters. In Galatians chapter 5. Runners, hiders, and fighters. Many will run. Many will hide. And then few will fight. That's why the Word says that there'll be those who are called, chosen, and faithful. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty or freedom by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he's a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law or by your own works. You have fallen from grace, for we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love." It says, "You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the" what? "The truth." This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven, a little evil, one voice of a demon. A little leaven leavens a whole lump. It only takes one agreement of the voice of the stranger to open the door of your life. And once one demon comes in, you can bet more will come in. And the next thing you know, you're slowly drifting away. Your love from the Lord is now growing cold. It becomes lukewarm first and slowly begins to build up lukewarm. And what you begin to do is you look for fulfillment from the world, from relationships, from work. See, fulfillment it begins to exchange. See, now the presence of God is no longer your fulfillment. Now you've got to search for a fulfillment. And you're slowly running from God. Do you understand that? And don't even know it. That's why people go back to using drugs. That's why they go back to the world. They look for fulfillment. So they become runners from God instead of runners to Him. These are end time categories of Christians. There'll be runners, hiders, and fighters. See, in this, these Christians will justify self-righteousness by good works, but no relationship with the Lord, not strong enough relationship. They become easily swayed by deceiving spirits of carnality. In 1 John chapter 2, listen, this fight is constant. You understand that. It's constant. It's not a one-time event. You are being pressed every single day. Why? The ruler of this world is Satan and his kingdom, and he rules it by deception, and he controls by fear. That's his power. That's the only power Satan has, is to bring fear. But the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. So the more you lack God's presence, the more you lack God's love. That means you're not being fulfilled. So everything, there's other things that are fulfillment. People get more fulfillment in accomplishing something than in God's presence. And there's nothing wrong with accomplishing something. Yeah, praise God, I finished something, finally. I finally completed something, which is good. But should never replace the fulfillment of God's presence. Does everybody understand that? Nothing can replace the presence of God in fulfilling you. When it does, you're in danger. Why? Because now you're led by your emotions instead of the presence of God. And God can't trust you. Those are runners. People run back. You know, what does the word say again? We must be haters of everything that interrupts your relationship with the Lord. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Is everybody there? It says what? Do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who what? Does the will of God what? Abides forever. See, people will manipulate the scripture. They'll manipulate it. Well, the word says to leave your parents and get married and so forth. And that's according to the will of God. Yes, male and female. Amen. Not Adam and Steve. Amen. Or Jenny and Mary. No, no, no. Male and female. Now, that's according to the will of God, isn't it? But see, people will move out of God's time and marry. That's not God's will. Because if it's not God's time, it's not God's will. See, so what happens, the enemy loves to use the word of God to get someone to do something, thinking it's according to the will of God, but the relationship with the Lord is not there because they're not hearing his voice. They're not able to receive conviction because they're not even looking for it. They're more busy trying to fulfill their own desire. Does everybody get this? This is a deception of the enemy, which puts people out of position. And they have no idea. And they just think that everything is just hunky-dory. And they're deceived. Let's go a little further. Verse 18. Little children, it is the what? Last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Listen, Antichrist, he's not going to come to you and say, hi, I'm the Antichrist. Or a demon's not going to come to you, hi, I'm a demon, and I've come here to torment you today. I'm trying to misdirect you. My purpose is to move you out of position so I can move you out of time, and then I can get you out of God's will. He's not going to come to you like that. He's going to come to you as a Christ-like individual. This is how he comes. Does everybody get it? He comes to you like a Christ-like individual. Why? He's anti-Christ, so he's going to be an imitator of Christ, but he won't be the Christ. Not only this is the total anti-Christ, but the anti-Christ spirit. There are believers who have to carry the anti-Christ spirit. Why? Because they're rebellious to God's will. They carry the anti-Christ spirit, and they don't even know it. They're too busy trying to fulfill themselves. Well, because of that, that's the fruit of the Antichrist spirit. Is everybody okay? Everybody get this? Why? You'll know them by their fruit. And if there's an individual that you associate with that God is not number one, be careful. Be careful. And you'll know whether they're number one, if God is number one. Why? Because you know what they're going to do? they're going to deny you and get to God's presence. They're going to deny themselves. Why? Everything to them is God, 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 God. You know, I've always heard these things of religious preachers and whatever say, listen, it's first you and God, you and your family, and you and your job. No. It's you and God, you and God, and you and God. Anything else is out of order. Why? Because if it's you and God all the time, everything will fall in order. Does everybody get this? Hallelujah. Okay, let's go a little further. Verse 19. It says what? They went out from us, but they were not of us. Why? Because they were Christians that were carrying an Antichrist spirit. Does everybody got it? For if they had been with us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be what? Manifested. You'll see it. It always manifests. That none of them were of us. But you and I carry the anointing from the Holy One, and we know all things. Well, see, they went out because God's lifted his presence from them. Now they're carrying the Antichrist spirit, and they're all fulfilling their will instead of God's will. But they'll give a hallelujah and praise God, but they're still carrying an Antichrist spirit because they're not promoting the will of God. They're promoting their will. Is everybody okay? We are seeing this right now. Again, there'll be runners, hiders, and what? Fighters. Praise God. These are runners influenced by demonic spirits, not willing to deny themselves. In Mark 4, the purpose of this and these end time categories is so that you and I understand the strategies of the enemy, so we're not deceived, so we're not associating with individuals that are walking according to these unfruitful works. Amen? Mark chapter 4 and verse 13. And Jesus said to him, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? He said, the sower sows the what? The word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear it, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. In other words, they heard it, but they really weren't wanting to receive it. In verse 16, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. Stony ground meaning their heart is still hardened. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, so they endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution rises, for the word's sake, immediately they what? They stumble. Why? Lack of fellowship. Lack of fellowship. Has everybody got it? Lack of fellowship. The word says abide. Abide in what? Abide in the word. Abide in praise and worship. Abide in prayer and abide in fellowship. Forsake not to assemble. In verse 18, and these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word and the what? The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes what? Unfruitful. These individuals are not consistent. They're not consistent. What? They're not consistent because they're not alert. They're not sensitive enough. So they're easily deceived and swayed. Then it talks about, and these are the ones sown on good ground. Why? Their hearts opened to receive. They're willing to do whatever it takes because they're not living for themselves, but they're denying themselves. And those who hear the word accept it and bear fruit, some to 30-fold, 60-fold, and some 100-fold. So we have runners, we have hiders, and we have what? Fighters. Praise God. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, you know, it takes discipline, doesn't it? You can't be a disciple without discipline, because the word disciple is in discipline. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Is everybody there? Somebody's there anyways, pretty good. In verse 8, would you read it with me? Therefore do not be what? Ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the what? Through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also what? Suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. In other words, he's not ashamed. He's not a runner, is he? Or a hider. He's not hiding the gospel. He's not hiding who he is in Christ. He's expressing Christ. You know, even in these last days, many people are going to be hiders. They're going to run to shelters as much as they can. And there's nothing wrong with it to a degree. But, man, this is a time for me and you to shine. It's not a time to hide. We're not to fear anything. Amen? Hallelujah. In other words, they become hiders. They're ashamed. They're even, some of them will quote scripture, but they won't walk it. They like to tell you how to live it, but they're not willing to live it themselves. In Matthew chapter 5, in verse 13. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. You are the what? Salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, everyone say, I'm blessed and highly flavored. How shall it be seasoned? If it then, it is then good for what? Nothing, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by who? Men. You are the what? Light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. So what? Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. To see your good fruit. Does everybody got it? Because there's a lot of people doing good works, but their fruit stinks. We are the salt and the light. We're not to hide it. We're to express it. Amen? In Ephesians chapter 6, we're not hiders. We're not runners. We are what? We are fighters. Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 10. Let's speak it. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? Because there's a battle going on. You know how many people don't even put on the full armor of God and they call themselves Christians? They don't even know about a battle. They're just, oh, good morning, Jesus, I need this. Thank you so much. They have no idea about buying, loosing, calling fire down, casting out devils. They don't know nothing about it. Because it's all in the Word. They don't read the Word, and they call themselves Christians. Well, God sees that person in a different way. Because he says, if you don't believe this, I don't know you. If you don't know my promises, I don't know you. If you're not willing to follow me, I don't know you. Why? Because the word believe means to what? Follow. I don't know you. I'm going to tell you, in these last days, when time comes to stand before God, there's going to be a lot of people blown away that they're not going to be able to enter. But I thought I was good. Good people don't get into heaven. Only righteous people get into heaven. Those who eat of the tree of life. It says only those who do his will enter heaven. How many entered heaven, or how many entered the promised land? Two. Out of that whole generation of millions, two. There are testimonies of people the Lord has brought who died, and he brought to heaven and brought to hell. And as they were standing in heaven waiting to get in, 95% of them didn't make it. That's not a very good number. 95% of the people waiting to get in didn't get in. They were removed. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Put on the full armor of God. For what? We have a fight, don't we? Amen. In verse 12 in Ephesians 6 before, it says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but powers, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in all the days that are evil, and having done all to stand. So you and I must be dressed with the full armor of God. For what? Dance? Ballet? Swim? It's a funny swimsuit. You're going to sink with that. To fight! We're to be fighters, not wimps. No wimpy Christians. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Is everybody there? Hallelujah. Glory. Verse 11. But you, O man and woman of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the what? Good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. Amen. He who is the blessed and only Pontiff, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, in whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Fight a good fight of faith. That's why the Bible says, submit to God to resist the devil. Amen. In Revelation 12, we are fighters. Runners, hiders, and fighters. But we are fighters. Well, of course, that's your choice. You can be a hider or you can be a runner. Hallelujah. So if you're out on a battle, would you like a runner or hider with you?
No way.
They ain't going to watch my back. They're too busy trying to keep their materialism and their all the other garbage. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Revelation 12 and verse 10, then I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been what? Cast down. And they overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I think a lot of people erase this next part. And they did not love their lives to death. Oh, hallelujah. It's still in my Bible. I think some people must have been misprint. Under the runners and the hiders, that's a misprint. Hallelujah. Overcome by denying yourself. 2 Peter chapter 3. You know, Jesus said, come to me and what? Learn from me. Freedom is learned. Trust is earned. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14. Is everybody there? Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, has written to you, as also in his epistle, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things are hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow. Everyone say grow. Grow in the grace. That grace means God's plan. Know his plan. By knowing his plan, you also know the enemy's strategies. And the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him be glory, both now and forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Categories of individuals. Are those of the world? And those are the kingdom. In verse 1, Ephesians 2, verse 1, let's read it together. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, which promotes antichrist spirit, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and for by grace you've been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his what? Workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should what? Walk in them. Everyone say walk in them. Psalm chapter 9. Remember, who you serve when you die is where you go. Now, the word tells us that God desires no one to be lost. Amen? No one. So we need to be the light out there. But you can't be a light if your fruit stinks, because you'll be known as a hypocrite. And believe me, I knew a bunch of them, even before I got saved. In fact, after my visitation from the Lord, I got delivered and healed and everything. I didn't want to carry the Bible, because I saw so many people that carried the Bible. They were a bunch of hypocrites. They spoke the word, but they did something different. So as far as I was concerned, this Christianity thing was full of garbage, because they were garbage. I didn't know others that were right and walking with God. I didn't know people could really deny themselves in the power of Christ. People were more interested in fulfilling their own life, living their own life, you quoting the scriptures, but then their fruits were not right. They weren't denying themselves. God was really not number one, but they played it like he was. And I didn't want to know any of that. That's why I didn't want to know Christianity. In fact, I didn't even know what a Christian was. I was a Roman Catholic, and boy, did I roam. I roamed from one pit to the other. Psalm 9. Hallelujah. Verse 15. The nations have sunk down in the what? Pit which they made. In the net which they hid. Their own foot what? Is caught. This is a lot of believers. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into what? Hell. That's what awaits them. And all nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Psalm 55. Hell is a real place. Psalm 55 and verse 12. Is everybody there? Amen. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me. Then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man, my equal, my companion, my friend, my brother, my sister in Christ, who took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng. Let death seize them, and let them go down alive into the what? Hell. For wickedness is their dwelling and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them, even he who abides from old, because they do not change. Therefore, they do not fear God. Why? Because they don't really know him. Amen? They don't really know him. Oh, I want to go to another psalm. And it is, Anyways, let's go to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. Yeah. Is everybody there? I'm not there. Proverbs 15, verse 10. It says what? Let's start at verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows righteousness. Harsh discipline is for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates correction will die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord, so how much more the hearts of the sons of men? A scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. In Psalm 50, this is what the Lord says about the wicked. Psalm 50 and verse 16. Now, what do you know, you may think, well, wicked. Well, one who refuses to do God's will. One who refuses to deny himself is called wicked. One who's full of pride and arrogance and haughtiness is called wicked. Psalm 50, verse 16. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you or with you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God or lose his fear, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. I want to close at 1 Peter chapter 4. End time categories. Oh, glory. 1 Peter chapter 4. So we got end time categories of worldliness, which is haters, murderers, and what? Imposters. And then we have end time categories of Christians, which are runners, hiders, and what? Fighters. Verse 7, let's speak it together. But the end of all things is what? At hand. Therefore, be what? Serious. Be what? Serious. Be what? Serious. In other words, you better, in that, we got to have the Lord before us and maintain a reverence to God, fear of God. That whatever decision we make, we know that there's going to be judgment or reward. There's going to be approval or disapproval. There's going to be favor or lack. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for the love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without what? Grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it also with the ability which God supplies. In all things, God may be what? Glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to what? Try you, test you. As though some strange thing happened to you. You know, many times we've been tested. We got to step back and wonder, did you pass or failed? If you failed, it's going to come again. You will not advance until you finally pass that one. You'll stay there till you die. Everybody got it? That's why many believers don't grow. They stay right there. And they still fight the same old thing over and over and over. Why? Because they didn't pass the test. Verse 13, but rejoice to the extent that you what? Partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory in God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is what? Glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, in other words, a hater, a murderer, or what? Imposter. Or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yeah, it's be about your own beeswax. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, Christ-like, there's a lot of people that are suffering out there that are Christians in a rightful, righteous judgment, judging righteousness, suffering. They're being executed, persecuted, tortured for the name of Christ. But then there are individual Christians that are bringing their own self-afflictions because of disobedience, grumbling, complaining, and not walking according to the will of God, but they're not denying themselves. But if anyone suffers as a true Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for what? Judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God, the Bible, the truth? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God, not according to your will or the will of man, but according to the will of God, commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Again, we need to know these end time categories of associations, because associations bring what? Impartations. Be prepared. Use wisdom. Depart from evil. Amen. Depart from evil is what? It's the beginning of wisdom of God, isn't it? Amen. So use it. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let the seed be protected by the blood of Christ, that it may grow and bear fruit for your glory, that we may utilize these tools that you've imparted in us today as these end time categories to discern boundaries, associations, and your will. I thank you, Father. I thank you. Let each one be a fruit inspector, that they may see clearly through the veil, through the deceptions of emotions, to the deceptions of imposters, and the deceptions of lust, that they may see all the way through and know your will in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.